Switch off.
Good evening, Audi Boo. This is the second part of my recording for day 3 of the C9, or 9-day cleanse, which I am very remiss to mention that it's by Forever Living. I apologise. yeah, that's the company. I should have mentioned that a long time. I don't know if I have, but if I haven't, my bad. So, the day went on to be quite successful. First of all, because I actually lost 2 inches of my waist already. So I'm very, very pleased about that. The other thing that went really well was that I went to my granny-in-law, which is always a very nice time. But of course, you know, you always have these goodies there, and she actually made a trifle for us, which obviously I didn't have. And it was really tempting, but of course I didn't have it. It kind of makes me think, though, that, you know, obviously I go to nanny and granny-in-laws to be with her, but I do often focus on the food way too much because I see hubby eating and then I want something too, and then I get, you know, food envy, blah, blah, blah. But this cleanse kind of made me realise that food's not everything. Food's not, shouldn't be the main focus. Although, funnily enough, even though I can't eat a thing, or I couldn't eat a thing until the evening, food was the main thing me and granny-in-law talked about. When we came home, we made salmon and spinach. We decided against the rice, so we did salmon, smoked salmon and spinach. And it was nice, but I was full really quickly. And I mean full. And so full that I didn't feel like any more food for the rest of the evening, which is so unheard of for me. So even though I ate a lot less than my body's normally used to, I think this cleanse has totally helped my gastric bypass stomach pouch to be, you know, back to its restriction level that it should really have. So, not that I've majorly stretched it, but I probably did just by, you know, continuous nibbling in the evening primarily. While I'm very pleased, I'm also aware that I need to be very careful to keep it this way. But yeah, I'm literally still not looking forward to my meal tomorrow. I'm looking more forward to the healthy shake in the morning and the afternoon and the evening meal, even though the evening meal is healthy. But I'm looking more forward to the liquid stuff. This could change by tomorrow, I don't know, but I'm hoping it doesn't, to be honest. Because it's nice to know that I'm not craving anything. So, today's been successful. Just having my last pint of water. It's been like 9, 10 pints of water I've been drinking today. And tomorrow it's going to be the same. The only thing that changes is the evening meal. I'm going to have steak, but yeah. Tomorrow is church and I'm looking forward to church, but they have coffee, tea and cookies. So I'm screwed. Well, not screwed, but I'm just not going to have any. And our church home group on Wednesday is having a chocolate evening. Chocolate fondue, like a chocolate fountain. And I'm not going because thankfully I don't like chocolate anyway, but I love marshmallows. So yeah, no, I'm going to stay far away from that. Anyway, I thought I'd let you know about this. This day has gone really well. No dizziness either to speak of. Nothing to worry about apart from this, like nausea this evening. But yeah, nothing to worry about. I will talk to you about day 4 tomorrow. However, don't expect any more weigh-ins till day 6. I'll talk to you then.